Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. I just love feel-good projects, don't you? And during the pandemic, it's so easy to get inundated with this stuff, though. That's why I like Karen's project. She goes for the next question. So, how do we choose a cool passion project that won't get lost in the shuffle? Here are my two best ideas. First up, and I just gave you a hint about this, ask the next question. If everyone is sharing stories, that's fine, but drill down a level. In Karen's example, she focused on the noticing. So ask yourself, what is not being focused on here? The answer could leave you in a new direction. Another idea? Check out distribution. Now, this route is great if you want to be seen as handy and practical. A lot of people don't look here because the logistics feel boring and not creative. But that won't stop us. Here's my favorite example. Remember those news reports about farmers destroying food while food banks were scrambling? Well, some college kids jumped into action. By putting those two parties together, this passion project solved a real-life problem in real time. There's a lot of power in matchmaking and bridge building. You know, passion projects have become quite popular, and for good reason. They take us thought leaders out of the talking head mode and create an experience. And we still have to use this tool strategically. So make sure your focus will make you stand out. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.